This is Akashvani. In the program Money Talk, now we bring you a discussion on Atmanirbhar Bharat. India rolls out its mightiest rail engine. The participants are Jaya Verma Sinha, former chairperson, Railway Board, and Lakshmi Devi, journalist.
Yesterday, Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated India's first 9,000 horsepower electric locomotive manufactured at the Rolling Stock Workshop facility at Dahod, Gujarat. The locomotive called D9 is the second most powerful locomotive of the Indian Railways after the 12,000 horsepower WAG-12B. The Dahod manufacturing plant was established under the Make in India initiative with an investment of approximately 21,405 crore and was completed within about 3 years since its foundation stone was laid in 2022. In Dahod, on the occasion of the launch of 9,000 horsepower locomotive, Prime Minister said,
अब इस फैक्ट्री में पहला इलेक्ट्रिक लोकोमोटिव बनकर तैयार हो गया है। ये गुजरात के लिए, देश के लिए गर्व की बात है। गुजरात को एक और उपलब्धि हासिल हुई है। गुजरात के 100% रेल नेटवर्क का बिजलीकरण पूरा हो चुका है। मैं इसके लिए भी गुजरात के मेरे सभी भाई बहनों को बहुत बहुत बधाई देता हूँ।
We have with us former chairperson Indian Railway Board Jaya Verma Sinha to share about the landmark achievement made in India's railway manufacturing sector under the Made in India program. Thank you for joining, Mrs. Sinha.
Thank you for inviting me.
India has historically depended on imports for key locomotive components, especially forged wheels and electric locomotives. How do you see the launch of 9,000 horsepower electric locomotive in the backdrop of India making effort to reduce its dependence on imports?
The manufacturing unit for electric locomotives set up in Dahod just 3 years ago has rolled out its first locomotive only a few days back, which was flagged off by the Honorable Prime Minister. This is a 9,000 horsepower locomotive, which is going to become the workhorse of the Indian Railways. This is a completely indigenously produced locomotive, and even 90% of its critical components are also manufactured in India, in Nasik, Aurangabad, and other units of the locomotive manufacturing plants. So the dependence on imports is going to reduce very substantially. And not only is the dependence going to reduce on imports, India is also getting capable of exporting this locomotive. Already, the manufacturing of electric locomotives and diesel also, a few diesel locomotives, India has surpassed the manufacturing capacity of Europe and even US. And in the last financial year, we manufactured roughly 1,700 locomotives, which is much more than what is being produced by many of the major countries in the world. So India is positioning itself into the export market by providing world-class infra and manufactured components and assets, which can be easily exported at a very, very competitive price.
What are the key technological features of the 9,000 horsepower locomotive manufactured at the Dahod facility?
First of all, it is a very powerful locomotive. Normally, locomotives the world over also are around 7,500 horsepower. This is a 9,000 horsepower locomotive. So it is capable of hauling loads, trailing loads up to 5,800 tons and maintain a speed of 120 kmph. At pretty steep gradients. So it is a very capable kind of a locomotive, which is going to assist Indian Railways in reducing its logistic cost and improving its efficiency. Apart from being a very powerful locomotive, it is also a very efficient locomotive. Its power consumption is very, very efficient, and it is going to consume very little power as compared to the other locomotives of the conventional make, on account of the kind of propulsion and the engine which is being used in this locomotive. It is called the IGBT propulsion, which is a very energy efficient propulsion. Similarly, it has regenerative braking, which also feeds back electricity. And therefore, it is something like your inverter AC. And therefore, it reduces the consumption of electricity while it's working. It has a lot of safety features. It is coming pre-installed with Kavach, which is a prerequisite now for any locomotive to work on Indian Railways. And in the coming years, you will see that the entire network will be Kavach-proof. And that is a very big aspect of safety on Indian Railways. It also has a lot of computerized monitoring mechanisms. And you can monitor this locomotive remotely and keep an eye on its health and also go ahead with preventive maintenance, which is again a very big technological advancement, which is going to ensure that this locomotive does not have much downtime and it remains available to the system for use. Yes. I just wanted to add, apart from its technological upgrade, it is also going to be a very comfortable locomotive to drive for our local pilots. And it already has an air-conditioned cab, which is efficient and which will ensure a climate-controlled environment for the locomotive drivers to work efficiently. It also has provision for toilets, so which is a huge step forward for Indian Railways. And Indian Railways is trying to retrofit its other locomotives also so that at least a toilet is available for the local pilots to use.
Okay, so this 9,000 horsepower electric locomotive is second most powerful locomotive after 12,000 horsepower. How different it is from 12,000 horsepower?
The 12,000 horsepower locomotive is actually a combination of two locomotives which are coupled together in a permanent fashion. So it's not a single locomotive, and it's basically coupling of two 6,000 horsepower locomotives. That is how you get 12,000 resultant horsepower. This is a single locomotive which is going to generate a 9,000 horsepower.
Okay.
It is a shorter in length locomotive. It is more powerful. It is more going to be more efficient. And it is capable of running most of the freight trains which are going to be there on the Indian Railways.
What is the current haulage capacity of electric freight locomotives in India? How does the newly introduced 9,000 horsepower locomotive differ in terms of freight capacity and technological features?
Most of them are capable of 4,000. Roughly 3,500 to 4,000 tons is what a normal locomotive, electric locomotive, hauls today. So whenever we are running heavier loads and or negotiating steeper gradients, we need to add more locomotives. So we end up using either two locomotives. At times, there are even four locomotives when the load is heavy and the gradient is very steep. Here, this locomotive is capable of negotiating steep gradients and carrying hauling load of 5,800 tons. So we will be saving up on the locomotive utilization and having a better fleet management.
And which freight corridor will benefit most from this new locomotive?
The dedicated freight corridor is, of course, expected to benefit the most from this locomotive because it is a dedicated corridor meant for freight operations. And it requires locomotives which can run efficiently at higher speeds and can clear the section easily. So this is going to give us the maximum benefit on the dedicated freight corridors, both eastern and western. And therefore, it will bring down both the transit time as well as the logistic cost of haulage on these sectors.
Some of the experts say that it's the western dedicated freight corridor will benefit the most from this locomotive. There are several sectors, you know, because that particular sector connects to the JNP port and Dadri. And near,
yes,
Dadri, and that's why the major industrial and manufacturing hubs located in Maharashtra, Gujarat, Rajasthan, you know, from that corridor handles a large volumes of, you know, industrial goods. So what do you have to say that whether Western dedicated freight corridor will benefit the most compared to East? Which economic sector especially you think that, you know, it will benefit the most? Is it textile, chemicals?
If you look at the Indian Railways freight operations, the entire freight operations will benefit from this. But because the dedicated freight corridor is a very important section for the freight movement today, most of the benefit is coming from utilizing these locomotives on this freight sector, because it is, as you already mentioned, connecting to the important ports, and all the Exim containers are mostly moving on this sector. So ensuring that you ensure that timely arrival of the containers and the goods and the export traffic reaches the port in a timely fashion to catch its shipment, that is the most critical requirement. Therefore, most of the locomotives initially will be on this sector. But thereafter, it is going to be, as I mentioned, the workhorse for the freight movement on Indian Railways.
In what ways does increasing the speed on the dedicated freight corridor contribute to India's economic growth?
Today, a container which is moving from the northern hinterland to the ports on the western coast, it used to take anything from 70 hours plus to reach the ports. Today, this transit time has come down to less than 48 hours. So the reduction is roughly 50% of the transit time. So the traffic has increased in a quantum jump, and the benefits are there to see in terms of the number of trains which are plying on this route.
So with the government aiming to increase railway share in freight movement from 27% to 45%, how will the introduction of this 9,000 horsepower electric locomotive contribute to achieving this target?
It would be very one-sided to say just a single locomotive is going to ensure a modal shift from 27% to 45%. A modal shift of freight from other sectors to railway, which is the modal shift we are talking about, is a much more complicated exercise. This will certainly improve the efficiency factor and will add an element of attraction for the logistic players to come to the railway sector for movement.
So which other models the Indian Railways is working on? Which kind of locomotives in future that we can look at for increasing the speed and freight movement?
The locomotives are technology which will get more and more confined to freight movement. As far as passenger movement, and when we are talking of high speeds, then we are talking only of passenger movements. Freight movement will remain confined to speeds of 100 kmph, which is good enough. But it is the passenger segment which will benefit the maximum from speed increase. And that is going to come not from locomotives, but it is going to come from what is called the train set technology, where you have distributed power, and the train itself becomes a motive unit which keeps falling at higher and higher speeds. So the higher speeds that we wish to achieve on the passenger segment are already coming from Vande Bharat kind of multiple unit trains. High speed train that we are building between Mumbai and Ahmedabad is again a similar kind of a technology where higher speeds will be achieved. Up to 300 kmph in that case.
Yeah, Siemens has been roped in this particular project. When do we expect next line of production, and when it will be in functional, being on, railways track?
It is already a work in progress, and the first locomotive has rolled out. They are going to roll out more locomotives very soon. And this has been done in a short span of just 3 years. Entirely new factory has been set up, and Siemens is the partner in this with Indian Railways. And this is a very successful partnership in which they are partnering Indian Railways in manufacturing this locomotive, which is state of the art and world class and very powerful, very efficient. And 1,200 locomotives are expected to come out of this manufacturing facility.
Yeah, thank you, Mrs. Sinha, joining with us.
Thank you very much.
You are listening to a discussion on Atmanirbhar Bharat, India rolls out its mightiest rail engine. The participants were Jaya Verma Sinha, former chairperson, Railway Board, and Lakshmi Devi, journalist, This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.